everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Working. I'm Cam Marston. What's Working is the radio show designed to bring you insights into the workplace, the workforce, and the marketplace trends shaping the workplace, the workforce, and the marketplace around you. I look for the guests who can give us some insights into what's going on in their business so that we can take their insights and apply it to our own business and maybe in the process get a little bit better at whatever it is that we do. My radar has been up recently on the topic of personal branding and making yourself a product. And it doesn't matter whether you're employed by someone else to do this or not employed. It's a effort that people need to go through, according to the experts, quote unquote, I'm using air quotes, experts out there, is to think of yourself more as a product, a contributor to your employer, but a product at the same time. Personal branding includes a lot of social media stuff and a lot of consistency in the workplace, as well as in the outlets that you use, for example, social media. Also in this topic today is a little focus on celebrity. There's a woman that we're going to talk to after the break. Her name is BJ Scott. She lives in Belgium. She's born and raised in this part of the country and has become a celebrity in Belgium. And we're going to hear her story. She is in the position of not being able to walk down the street without people recognizing her. And she's a good old local girl from the deep south here. Her face is on the side of buses and posters and things of that nature, largely because of her success being a coach on the Belgian version of The Voice. They have these voice franchises all over the world. She's one of the coaches on the Belgian version. And she's got, I think, 9 different CDs of her own recordings. She performs. She's a singer-songwriter. She contributes to other people's songwriting efforts. She is a celebrity. And her efforts around personal branding keep her in the public's eye. And my question to her is, first, I want to hear your story. I think it can't help but be good. But is, how do you maintain this brand that keeps you in the public eye in the way you want to? What do you have to think about as you post things, or do you? Or is it the success that you have comes from your transparency? The lack of thinking about this stuff is what endears you to people. So we've got a great story from our neck of the woods, who's done really well in other parts of the world. And when she comes home, she performs here in the South Alabama area. She's got a gig tonight as we record this at the Floribama. And I want to hear the story of what she does. It reminds me of another story, similar, of a guy that was a soccer player from the U.S., played in college, and then went overseas to play in Europe and got into the big-time leagues. And he couldn't walk down the streets in Europe without being mobbed. I mean, he was a celebrity soccer player, European football player. And again, he'd leave his house and couldn't help but he would just get mobbed. But I think he lived in South Carolina. I saw this on 60 Minutes. He'd come home to South Carolina and walk down the middle of the street and people had no idea who he was. He'd bump into his parents' friends, for example, who were a little bit clueless on the nature or the significance of soccer in Europe. And they'd wish him well and they hope he's doing okay. And maybe things will line up for him and someday he can come back to the United States and get a real job versus playing soccer in Europe. They were clueless about the size of the paychecks this guy was getting to 10 goal over in Europe. And it reminds me, we can't talk about stuff like that without talking about my buddies at Sandifer Wealth and the work that they do to help people not manage their personal brands, but manage the success that they've achieved through the work of grooming their personal brands. This might be somebody like yourself where you've accumulated some stuff, you're looking at accumulating some wealth, you're kind of launching a 401k for your office, you're about to sell your business, whatever it may be. And you're looking for some insight, some help, some guidance into exactly what to do. And the guys at Sandifer Wealth, my buddies Mark Salyers, Jamie Sandifer, will be happy to help you think that through, as well as work with some sort of transition as you move from one stage of life to the next, as you exit one chapter of life and move into the next. I want you to think about them. Sandifer Wealth Management, you can find them online. Again, Mark Salyers and Jamie Sandifer are the guys to help you out. When we come back, I'll have BJ Scott on the line. She's, again, a celebrity in Europe. She's done very well for herself. And surprisingly, when I reached out to her and said, hey, I'd love to talk to you on my radio show, she said, absolutely. I didn't have to go through an agent. I didn't have to go through screeners, anything like that. I reached out to her on Facebook, and her reply was quick. And we'll have her as soon as we come back from break. You're listening to What's Working. I'm Cam Marston.
What's Working with Cam Marston is brought to you by Stella Artois Beer. Now offering the purchase of the Stella Artois Chalice, a beautiful stemmed glass with the Stella logo. The purchase of each Stella Artois Chalice provides 5 years of clean water for someone in one of 13 developing countries around the world. Learn more at StellaArtois.com. Stella Artois. Find it wherever fine beer is sold.
At Spring Hill Toyota, it's just that easy. From our three-day exchange to free car washes, the benefits of the Spring Hill Advantage make the choice easy to see. We make it easy to own. Every vehicle comes with Toyota Care, plus our no-cost maintenance plan with free tire rotations and oil changes for 4 years. Get peace of mind with free roadside assistance 24/7. And don't forget, it's easy to buy your car 100% online. Visit SpringHillToyota.com today. It's just that easy.
I'm Eric Cromwell. The law firm of Cromwell & Associates can help guide your decisions regarding the life you've created with estate planning tools like wills and trusts. We've planned meetings with first-generation business owners and large multi-generational family groups. With locations in Mobile and Fairhope, we can assist you and your family through every stage of life. To learn more, call 251-605-9075 or find Cromwell & Associates on Facebook.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and that's why I'm right here in Mobile to help you select the right protection at the right price. I'll make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your State Farm agent, it's easy to make the right choice. You can come by, call, or click AllisonHorner.com. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're back. You're listening to What's Working. I'm Cam Marston, and on the line for me is Beverly Jo Scott, also known as BJ Scott. I've got her bio in front of me. BJ, I'm going to read bits and pieces of it throughout the interview, and we'll start with paragraph one. BJ Scott is an exceptional voice, a talented author and composer, and a unique showwoman born in the deep south of Alabama, cradled in swampy soul blues, gospel, and rock. Her heritage shines through everything she endeavors. BJ, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to What's Working.
Well, thank you, Cam. Thank you very much. Good to be there.
You may be the most famous person the show has ever had on it, considering the extraordinary success that you have in Belgium and in Western Europe. I want you to tell us the story of how you woke up one day and said, I think I'm going to go be famous in Belgium. Why not? That can't be the way it worked. What's the story?
No, that's not how it happens. You know, you just live in your life and taking it one day at a time. And I just sort of sang my way through everything that I've done. My guitar has always been my lifesaver. It's always been the thing I clung to when times were good or bad. And I met someone who was going to Europe and decided to follow them there. I'm going to make this a light version of that very long and heavy story.
Yeah.
And when I got there, I didn't have the means to leave. And once that I had the means to leave, I no longer had the desire to leave. So I was able to construct a career for myself from singing in the streets at first in Belgium, and then little by little getting into the clubs and making my way. I was 22 or 23 when I went there. Once again, I'm 62 today. So it's been a long route, but it's, I think Belgium saved my life.
No kidding. Tell me, it's an unlikely tale of going to singing on the streets to being a judge on, let me see if I can pronounce this correctly, The Voice Belgique?
The Voice Belgique.
Belgique.
Yes.
I am
a coach. I'm in the red chair on The Voice Belgique.
Which is amazing. Yeah, and it I can't imagine, BJ, that as you sat on that street corner playing that guitar, you thought, one of these days I'm going to be a national celebrity here.
No, I think the only thing I was thinking was where I was going to get my next sandwich. That's the only thing I was thinking about.
So I recorded the introduction prior to get you on the phone. And one of the things I want to talk to you about is your personal branding style, what you do to make yourself stand out in a crowded marketplace. But I'm wondering is, as you went from the street corner to the red chair, you were consciously thinking about how you were being viewed or seen by the public and what your persona was that you were delivering. Was that ever a part of your thinking?
I think it became a part of my thinking later when I actually started having some success and that I had my first album and got a contract with Sony Belgium. It was like Benelux then. And I think that was the moment when I decided that I would be maybe, you know, when you're a singer or an artist or anyone is in cultural arts, you are a walking product. So the way that you act, the way that you present yourself is the labeling. That is who you are, what you're writing, the stories that you tell in your songs are the flavors that you're giving. It's very important that you have as much to see as to hear when you're an artist like me. So I think that once I had the gist of how all that works and how important it is that the visual and the audio and who you are as a persona, when all that is a package, you're a walking product. When that clicked in my head, then I knew that I probably would be able to survive through a lot of different phases of my artistic life. And I think that started when I was in my 30s.
Tell me what you see yourself as. What is the product that is BJ Scott?
If I were to describe myself, I would say that I'm very integral. I'm someone who doesn't play games. I'm a terrible actress and I'm a lousy liar. However, I do get away with some of it. What I usually do is the what you see is what you get method. I don't have any kind of artifice. It's just, I'm just a good old Southern gal. And it's sort of always been the foundation where the morals that I were raised with, very American, but a world-wise American. And I think that that's what's always stood me in, it gives me a stature. I would say that that's the way I would describe myself, as a world-wise American. My roots are in my heritage and my branches reach out to the rest of the world. You have to stay very open-minded for that.
So let's assume that it's 7 o'clock on a weekday morning and you're going to walk down the street to get a cup of coffee. I can't imagine, just build a scenario here for you. And you're getting dressed at 7 o'clock and you say, okay, once I step out of that door, there could be a fan out there who recognizes me and using their phone, take a picture of me. And I've got to be in character as soon as I leave this. Is that a part of who you are? Are you thinking, dressing and behaving in character, or are you in character nonstop? In other words, you're fully transparent. This is who you are.
Yeah, I would think that it's not. I think I'm mainly in character when I'm on TV. But in real life, you know, I go slopping out of the house any old way. I don't wear makeup when I go to the grocery store. And if a fan wants a picture of, you know, so there are days when I go, hey, we're shopping today. I'm getting some steak and potatoes for my old man. Let's do the picture some other day. Or I don't know. It's kind of hard. When you have your face, especially with a voice, I'll just speak with that. When you got your face on every bus stop in this little city of Brussels, and you're in your car and somebody looks at the billboard and they look at you and then they start wigging out. You just smile and wave. That's all you can do, you know. And it's I think it was the children who gave me the most courage to kind of, you know, put on my glasses and put on a little lipstick. And when I go to town, you know, try to be me. I'm just me all the time. Man, I'm too lazy to be anything else.
I love that. You are the opposite from what I remember watching on the Ken Burns country music special. Did you happen to see that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my goodness, BJ. Give yourself a treat and sit down and watch that story. But he talks about Minnie Pearl. In Minnie Pearl you remember Minnie Pearl from the Grand Ole Opry and Hee Haw?
Absolutely. I adore. They formed my youth.
Yes, exactly. But she would step into the studio, let's say, and become Minnie Pearl. And outside the studio, she was, if I recall correctly, kind of a socialite in one of the other upper crust parts of Nashville where her husband had roots there. But she would transform into Minnie Pearl. You're the opposite. You don't transform into anybody.
Well, not really. I mean, but I do understand the thing. And Minnie Pearl is quite a cultivated lady, by the way, and extremely smart. She's
yes.
super savvy. I think the thing is that when I get on the set at The Voice, I'm myself. But maybe I myself plus two, you see. I'm sort of like the Blake Shelton of The Voice. They expect me to be funny. They expect me to be a bit raunchy. Because I just am. I'm the rock and roll side of that. So there are times when, you know, I slip up in my language and I'll get chastised a bit by the broadcasting. But then the public went, you know, they go crazy. They think that's funny. So people have T-shirts with things that I say. Some things fall out of my mouth that are kind of funny and weird. And all of a sudden, the next day, it's a headline. And I see some kid walking down the street with a T-shirt. Has something that I said on it, and it's quite funny. I don't have a problem with that. That's another branding thing. There's something that people say now. They say that it is Scotchified, BJ Scotch, instead of, which actually just is, it's in French. Everything goes on in French, so it's hard to explain. It's a wordplay, so that I Scotify things. And with my command of French, that is quite good and then quite bad at the same time. The errors that I can make in French or the wordplay that I can make in French, that has become an absolute branding as well for me. So it's that's held me in stay for the last decade.
Is it something you intentionally work on, or is it just a flub of the fact that English or French is not your first language?
Well, it was kind of a flub in the beginning. I just didn't know what television was. And I'm very funny on stage. I put a lot of humor in everything that I do in my own shows. Lots and lots of humor. We laugh a lot. I have a lot of auto derision. Phyllis Diller is a great role model for me. I found her outstanding. And like a Joan Rivers, Gilda Radner. You know, I cut my teeth on really strong women like this that could take the piss out of themselves.
Yeah.
I'll just say it the way the English do. They can really make a joke of themselves, and make it funny and still be highly respected. Ruth Buzzy as well. She was absolutely brilliant. And she would play that ugly little old lady. And we just couldn't wait for her to come sloshing out in those big shoes and those horrible support hose. Well, that's important. That's a branding. And she assumed it. Just like the Minnie Pearl thing. Well, I think that's what happened with me with The Voice. I came out and something flew out of my mouth. The next day it makes the headlines. And then suddenly I went, hey, I think I'm onto something here. Don't push it, BJ. But when you see an opportunity to throw out some kind of Southern zing in French, do it. And it's made it really important for me now, that image.
BJ Scott has released 6 studio CDs and 3 live CDs of her own material, several gold and platinum co-writes that are to her credit, including the Eurovision super hit Rhythm Inside with, help me with pronunciation here, BJ, Loic Nottet.
No, Loic Note.
Loic Note.
It looks like Nate, but it's Loic Note.
We'll be back with more from BJ Scott after this break.
I'm Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. Many of our commercial buildings you drive by daily on both sides of the bay are the fruits of our client relationships since our beginning in the early 80s. It is our mission to bring value to our clients, from retrofits to ground-up construction and everything in between. We have more advocates than any of our competitors who have been in business twice as long. Same with repeat business, same with referrals. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com and let's talk about your next commercial project.
Hi, I'm David Nelson, brewmaster and owner of Braided River Brewing in downtown Mobile. We make drinkable, flavorful craft beer perfect for life on the Gulf Coast. So pick up one of our six-packs before your next adventure or stop by our tap room for a relaxing afternoon with friends. Follow us on social media for the latest beer releases and events and ask for a Braided River at your favorite bars and restaurants. Thanks for your support. We look forward to sharing our beers with you.
This is Cam Marston, and I'm with Cajun Mike of E3 Termite and Pest Control. Cajun Mike, if a homeowner thinks they have termites, do you offer inspections? What about someone buying a new home? Can you come in and take a look and see if there are termites in their new home?
Yeah, basically what we would do on a home above and beyond anyone else is we actually do a thorough inspection. But above that, we will use infrared imaging that will allow us to see problems in the wall. And at times can tell us if there's anything going on.
That's fantastic, Cajun Mike. How can people find you?
They can find me at e3pest.com.
That's the letter E, the number 3, pest.com.
King Solomon wrote, "Without consultation, plans are frustrated, but with many counselors, they succeed." The law firm of Cromwell & Associates has the legal counsel that can help your business succeed with experience in LLCs, corporations, and tax. I'm Eric Cromwell. Our law firm has locations in Mobile and Fairhope. Call 251-605-9075 or search for Cromwell & Associates on Facebook. And let's discuss how we can help you.
BJ Scott is on the line with me here. Her home, let's say, is in Belgium right now. Her roots, though, are from our part of the country here in the Deep South. Tonight, she's got a gig at the Floribama, but her shortly goes back on an airplane to Belgium, where she's got a career there as a singer, a songwriter, and a TV personality. BJ, where does your singing and songwriting come into this TV gig? Would it exist? Do they both support one another, or is one dependent upon the other?
Yeah, I think that to be very honest with The Voice, for example, they don't leave a whole lot of room, particularly in the production that is as small as The Voice Belgique. Comparatively, it is minuscule next to the American production, and rightly so. Belgium's a really tiny country. This said, they don't leave a lot of room for your personal creativity. But here's where I have an edge, that the fact that I write my own material and have a lot of the songs that we're doing in The Voice, the repertoire is based on a lot of American material, a lot of things in English. I have an edge on them. Number one, I can kind of flub my way through French pretty well. I'm pretty fluent with it. But when it comes to teaching these kids the right accent and teaching these kids the right accentuation, honey, I am unbeatable. So that's where my edge comes in. And knowing how to write a song and being a coach, I'm a songwriting coach also. I teach a lot of people in Europe how to write songs in American English. That has also been a strength for me. So it, you know, one always goes along with the other. Any knowledge you've acquired through your life, through your experiences, whatever you picked up along your path, be it a gold nugget or a pebble that you liked, you got to stick them in your pocket, because at one point you're going to be able to pull that out later and do something with it. Now, that's where I'm showing my age, surely, but it's true. It's always been true, and it'll stay true. If you don't look for success and you just look to be good at what you do, you're building a foundation that is solid And that's what holds me up in the voice. I know how to write a song.
So these these musicians there that you're coaching not only want to sing American music, but want to sing it with a Southern twang. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they do get a little bit of a twang. It's kind of funny. Over the years, one of my talents started calling me Mama Soul in the Flanders in Belgium, because we have, you know, a couple of different linguistic territories there. They call me Aunt BJ, Tanta. And that's, you know, because my career actually started in that side. And in the French speaking part, they call me Mama Soul or Mama. And that came from the fact that I started a lot of young people's careers, and they do effectively. I try not to get them too twangy, but sometimes they do have a bit of that Southern accent when they're learning. It's inevitable.
I'm curious if in your work currently that's keeping you so busy on The Voice, if you think about what's next, do you allow yourself to think about what's next? Or do you say, my personal brand has led me to here, and I've got this unique way of saying things that cause a stir and make me a celebrity? Where does this go from here? Are you firmly planted in the moment going, whatever happens, happens?
Well, I think it's a bit of both. Like I said, when you reach this length of time in the career, as I have been blessed to do, it's between what comes, and that's great. And also, I've got to keep going. I'm not at a point where I can stop working. So I get anguished. Are they going to take me for the next season of The Voice? If they don't, well, I'm going to have to invent this. I'm going to have to do that. I've had a radio show every Sunday for the last almost 10 years as well. I would say about 9 years now. And I love that. That's my therapy. It's another outlet for me and another way for me to exist. And I've got a lot of people started on the Belgian airwaves, like Alabama Shakes. I've played them every week for almost a year until people got it and they became quite big. Just things like that. I just try to have the brand that I'm passing the torch. Now, this is a very significant thing. I don't always have to be the top dog. I'm very happy to be the governor of a young ship sailing, because they are going to do a lot of the work for me. Once I get them in the water and they navigating their careers, well, I'm behind it. And that is also a good thing. Apprenticeship, passing on what you know and letting someone shine more than you, is actually a great attribute. And it'll keep you alive in your career. It's very important not to be competitive unjustly, if that makes sense.
How does it keep you alive?
Well, it keeps me alive because I don't think anybody's expecting me, Beverly Jo Scott, to run out on stage in a mini skirt and start her career over and over and over again. I've had my career. I still have it. I have to evolve. My body's changed. I'm older. My voice has changed a tiny bit with my life changes. I'm 62. That calculates easily. And it's very important for me to allow the younger generation to have their due, to not push them off stage. On the contrary, I put them on stage. I've really started a lot of careers. Loic Noté is one of those guys that still is very close to me and who is doing better than I would ever have hoped to do in my own personal career. But I love that. I'm not bitter about the fact that I am less, if you wish, a media sensation than the young people that I help get started. That is another way of surviving and existing in a field that you've chosen or that has chosen you. I can exist through other people's music as well by collaborating with them. That is precious and is fun.
I want to ask you, when we come back from the next break, I want to talk a little bit about you personally, and I want you to relate to the audience the significance of the Eurovision competition. But before that, if if I understand you correctly, BJ, and I'm kind of putting words in your mouth here, part of your personal brand is what you described to us as you appear on the television and your kind of mismanagement of the French language when you try to insert some Southernisms into it, your radio program. And could it be said that a part of your personal brand is your behind the scenes support of other artists? It's not visible. It's not something people buy or subscribe to. Or am I wrong?
Well, they usually know. For example, a lot of the talents that I had in my teams in The Voice have gone on to do well. And they exist, and I've helped them get jobs, and I'm just always sort of present with that kind of thing. And before The Voice, and this is where the collaborative success of songwriting with other people came about, I helped a lot of people get started and have some nice radio hits, and I'm just there. So when they mention that person, they go, oh, yeah, by the way, you work with Beverly Jo Scott. Well, that's a great pride for me, to where when you have worked with Beverly Jo Scott, people go, oh, cool. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, that's awesome. You know, so that feels very good. And I consider that an ultimate success, to be honest.
I'm trying to count this up here. You've got the television appearances. You've got your your radio show, BJ's Sunday Brunch on Classic 21. You've got your singer-songwriter work, which we'll talk about after the break. And there's one more thing here, the TV show Plan Cult. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Plan Cult. And that is a cultural agenda that I present. And the sequence is called Le Truc qui va te scotcher la gueule. And that's one of the scotcher la gueule, was the thing that's going to shut your mouth, you know, or it's going to like have your mouth hanging open. One of the, that is the equivalent. It's one of the things that I said on The Voice and that was picked up and they turned it into a sequence. The hush, you know, BJ's hush your mouth sequence, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I present in that cultural agenda things that I like, things that have that I could, it can be from hard rock, hard metal to symphonic. It doesn't matter. If it has that little touch that BJ likes, then I present it. And so it's kind of an influence sequence that I do in that television show.
So more television, two television things, two radio things, at least two radio things. Is it Is it necessary to have all these different things going on to keep you where you want to be?
I think so. And plus I have to do something with that energy. Otherwise people want me to be at work because otherwise I'm a pain in the butt. I need something to do. I need creativity. I need an outlet. And I love singing and playing. I have a bunch of concerts that I'm going back to this summer. Belgium is starting to open up again. I'm excited to be able to sing and play. I'm bringing some of my talents with me. And I just feel I had another co-write that is going to hit the charts where I got to sing. So it's fun. Heck yeah, I need all of that. I need all of that. And you have to be a chameleon when you're in show business these days, because we are not making the same kind of money that we made back in the day with the easy downloads and things. We are not making the same kind of money. So you have to be ready to spread out, be creative, and find different ways of existing on different platforms, like this podcast, for example.
Beverly Jo Scott is talking to me from here in the Deep South. She shortly will head back to Belgium, where she has a career and many different facets of this career. BJ, when we come back from break, I want to hear what you tell people in South Alabama, like tonight at the Floribama, what you do for a living. We'll be right back.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com, building legacies one relationship at a time.
At Spring Hill Toyota, it's just that easy. From our three-day exchange to free car washes, the benefits of the Spring Hill Advantage make the choice easy to see. We make it easy to own. Every vehicle comes with Toyota Care, plus our no-cost maintenance plan with free tire rotations and oil changes for 4 years. Get peace of mind with free roadside assistance 24/7. And don't forget, it's easy to buy your car 100% online. Visit springhilltoyota.com today. It's just that easy.
I'm David Nelson, brewmaster and owner of Braided River Brewing. We want beer that goes along no matter where the adventure takes us and that doesn't make us choose between great beer and drinkability. We're drawn to the Delta and united by beer because to us, the best way to celebrate the Delta is to slow down and savor the moments and the beer together. Come visit our tap room in downtown Mobile and ask for us at your favorite bar or restaurant. Visit online at braidedriverbrewing.com.
Think about how people really see you. The kid at the drive-thru just sees a coffee drinker.
Please pull forward.
Your local barista sees the person who loves a smiley face in their latte.
See you next time.
It's kind of the same way with insurance. Other insurance companies just see a customer, but a State Farm agent sees more. They see you as a neighbor. Your State Farm agent is here to get to know who you really are so they can help life go right.
Call me, State Farm agent Allison Horner, in Mobile at 666-1616.
BJ Scott is on the line with me. In quotes, it says, from honey to hurricanes in less than a note. BJ, you've been here for a tropical storm. I mean, welcome home. Here's a tropical storm for you. It's her live performances that deliver the full emotional impact of this truly passionate artist. She will be live tonight at the Floribama as we're recording this, not when it's broadcast. BJ, when you come home to your roots, to South Alabama, what do you tell people you do?
Oh, I just tell them that I'm exactly what you just told them. I'm an all-arounder. I'm an artist. I'm above all a singer and songwriter, performer, who got a lucky break and was also working in television and radio. You know, I've been around, so that's it. I'm a singer-songwriter who is successful enough and work in television and radio as well.
How many of the people in the audience tonight at the Floribama will have come to see you perform or are just there on a bender?
I think it's probably 70-30. I played last week with my buddies as well, and we filled it up with a lot of friends and family and folks that, you know, follow me because they know they're only going to see me play maybe two or three times a year in America. And then the other ones that stumble in, and if we're lucky, they hang on and have a good time with us. I am on stage with some very talented people tonight, so they hold their own with no problems. One of the gentlemen I'll be working with, his name is Bo Roberts, and he writes for Kenny Chesney, for example. He's had songs that he did with Hank Cochran. He's worked with Toby Keith. I mean, this is a big hitter, and he's just as humble as the rest of us. Robbie Fleming, he worked with Clarence Gatemouth Brown, as well as Rick Whaley, who has had a large success with the Perdido Brothers in the area for many years. So I gotta step up to the plate with these guys.
So you're not looking down upon your bandmates as being, hey, I'm this television celebrity in Europe. You're going, all right, there's a stage full of peers here, and we all got to step it up.
Yeah, no, I think that who the heck do you think I am kind of thing is, it's just not, I wasn't raised like that. My grandmother would come down from heaven and she'd switch my backside. No, I have an education, very humble beginning, super, super humble, just like a lot of people in Alabama, a lot of people down this way in the South were raised with a certain kind of morality. It's morality that I uphold. And it is for sure that I won't let somebody talk down to me. But if I talk down to somebody, I don't deserve to be where I'm at. And I don't go that way. I mean, the people need to hear good music, but I can't do anything without the public, and I honor them fully. So, yeah, no, and my colleagues, shoot, man, these guys, they play 10 times better than me.
Let me ask you this. You've seen a lot of the world. You've lived in places that most of us only visit, and even then for only days and maybe even hours at a time. You described the kind of Southern charm, the Southern ethic that I was born and raised here in Mobile. How unique is it truly? I know that we like to boast about it, but I haven't traveled enough and certainly have not lived enough places to know whether it's truly different. Is it?
I don't think it's truly different, because right from wrong is universal. Folks know when they're doing right. They know when they're doing wrong. And I know also that in the Occident, you know, you're never really too estranged from what you know. And so there's sort of a basic foundation in the Occident on how we are and how we act, and one toward the other. But when I'm in on the African continent, or when I'm in Asia, I think that Southern upbringing translates very well, because I was taught to respect elders and to watch out for kids, watch out for children. And I think when you have that as a basic morality or a basic foundation of education, it translates whether you know the language or not, whether you are in a strange country with strange customs. There are two things that always remain, is to respect your elders and keep your eye out on everybody's children and treat them like they're your own. And that's important. So I think that the things that I learned growing up in the South are highly respected and highly respectable, and they are not very hard to convey in other cultures.
Speaking of other cultures, talk to us about Eurovision. I've been reading about it, seeing it. I think there's a movie or something that I think Will Ferrell had something to do with recently that kind of does something with Eurovision. Give people a sense of the size of this thing and what it means to have a silver, several gold and platinum co-writes on Eurovision.
Well, I have one co-write that is a double gold in several countries, like from it's a single from Russia to Scandinavia to, you know, all over Belgium, France. This is what Eurovision is. Eurovision started as it was sort of like a booster for the European continent to, you know, solidify things after the Second World War. And particularly, it is the largest song contest. It is a song, not a singing contest, a song contest, the largest one in the world, and was at one time the only one of its, you know, stature in the world. Still remains the same. And so it is the composition of the song that is judged the most, although the way it's delivered has become just as important as the writing of the song itself. And this competition is fabulous. It's good old-fashioned gala. Being there is one of the most exciting things I have ever lived, and to have one of my songs presented and to see the young man go as far as he did. We went to fourth place, which is huge for our tiny little country. And afterwards, to see that song bring such joy to where it is, it just blockbusted everything. I have to say that Eurovision is an experience that I wish every American songwriter could experience, because it's pretty mind blowing, man. You got 10,000 people in there singing your song. It's like, whoa.
No, cool. Kidding. Do people vote? Is, cool. is it a vote by phone thing like I'm familiar with?
Yeah,
over here?
It is. It's a vote by song. For example, the Belgians will not be able to vote for their own song.
Oh.
They have to vote for other countries' songs. and vice versa. So there's a lot of, and then there is a panel, a coaching, a judging panel that give their critique. And I don't know what their exact, you know, criteria is to become a judge for the Eurovision. So it's really, it's quite official. And it is very, very guarded. There's always been a little bit of discussion about, you know, deals being made between countries to vote for one another. I don't care. I don't get into that. It's just a lot of fun. And it goes crazy. You can have a guy come out and, you know, dance like a ballerina and sing hard rock or, you know, some kind of death metal. And then you can have a guy that looks like he would, you know, be in a punk bar sing the most beautiful folk ballad. And that's what's fun about Eurovision. It's campy, it's crazy, and it's serious.
That sounds wonderful. It sounds like
it's a blast.
An eye full of I don't know what to expect.
It's the best show on the planet when it's going on.
Yeah.
Bar none.
What do you hope for yourself, BJ? What do you hope that your future holds? What do you want it to look like?
Well, I'd like to rock till I drop. That's for sure. I want to stay on stage as long as I can. I want to be able to sing and I want to be able to share things. The stage is everything to me. Singing, playing, performing from the smallest stages to the biggest festivals, which I'm about to do now when I go home, it's huge for me. I need to continue to just be the artist that I am, the girl from Alabama that I am, the European that I've become, and just to keep going and hopefully be able to help people along the way, thanks to the, you know, I guess, notoriety that I have, because that is also my Southern upbringing. You pay forward, and I am paying forward like crazy. And that paying forward is bouncing back and paying off. It's very important that you don't close doors and that you don't slam the door in the face of any person, whether they like you or not.
It sounds to me like the world of celebrity, of singer-songwriter, of fame, I don't know how you put it, it gets kind of narrow towards the top. In other words, everybody kind of knows each other at some point. And if you do something wrong, it gets around.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, what's wrong? I mean, that's subjective. You know, what kind of mistake you can make? Shoot, you know, I drank too much coffee this morning. That was a damn mistake. Is it going to make me jittery to where I'm going to have a fender bender in the parking lot? Okay. You have to make up your mind at one point. How much is this little incident going to cost you? Is it going to cost you a few hours? Is it going to cost you a day? Is it going to cost you a damn career? You have to see clearly. And we have the tools today and the media power as artists today to navigate our careers in ways that we never did before. So the smarmy manager and the condescending record company A&R guy, kind of, you know, those cliche stereotypes, they exist, but they are headed for the tar pits. At one point, we are going to have full control. And it's like right there, the kids that start today, they have control. They do their own clips. They do their own promotion. That's exciting. I just wish that they would get back and hope that they'll get back from what they're doing monetarily and psychologically, what they put in it, which is heart and soul. Every artist goes heart and soul. You know, you can always diss a generation. There's things these kids do today that just, you know, grinds me to the bone. It can make me so mad. And then that's like the 5%. That other 95 mesmerizes me, amazes me to see what a young kid can do technically that I can barely wind my daggum watch. So, oh no, you don't wind watches anymore, do you?
That's
you
right.
See that kind of thing? So this fascinates me. The older we get, if I could give any advice to anyone young headed towards their careers, whatever you do, just stay open to whatever's coming behind you. Because if you turn your back to a wave, make sure you can catch it and get to the shore. Otherwise, you're just going to wind up smashing. You'll come up with your hiney showing because you lost your bathing suit. It's very important to allow these young people to be a catalyst for us older, more experienced people to keep going and to keep riding. And that way we can make it to the shore together. It's just important to stay open-minded.
BJ, you make us proud. I'm proud to say that you're one of ours from our neck of the woods. Please keep spreading the word out there. And good luck tonight at the Floribama. I wish I could be there.
I wish you could too, but thank you, mate. Y'all just look me up and tell your audience to not hesitate to write me a message and say howdy.
I did that exact thing and you responded back. I was surprised. I'm grateful for that. Where can they find more about you if they wanted to?
Oh, you know, the usual things, iTunes, YouTube, you can find me on Facebook. I'm pretty easy to catch up with.
Yeah. I appreciate it. BJ Scott, folks, one of ours from the Deep South here, a celebrity in Europe, and proud to say she's one of ours. I'll be right back after this with final comments.
What's Working with Cam Marston is brought to you by Stella Artois Beer. Stella Artois is a perfect beer for celebration. Nothing caps off a big sale, hitting your incentive goals, or a profitable quarter like a round of Stella's. Brewed first in 1708 as a special Christmas brew, today Stella is a gift for everyone to enjoy year-round. Stella Artois. Find it wherever fine beer is sold.
This is Cam Marston with Cajun Mike of E3 Termite and Pest Control. Cajun Mike, houses on pilings can have termites eat their way up inside the piling and enter the house. The homeowner never knows about it, but your company offers protection. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Cam. Basically, what we have designed is a program, and what we do is we will actually drill to the center of the piling and put a product in the center that will stop the termites from coming up into the home.
Stucco exteriors as well?
Correct.
How can people find you, Cajun Mike?
They can find me at e3pest.com.
That's the letter E, the number 3, pest.com.
At Spring Hill Toyota, it's just that easy. From our three-day exchange to free car washes, the benefits of the Spring Hill Advantage make the choice easy to see. We make it easy to own. Every vehicle comes with Toyota Care, plus our no-cost maintenance plan with free tire rotations and oil changes for 4 years. Get peace of mind with free roadside assistance 24/7. And don't forget, it's easy to buy your car 100% online. Visit springhilltoyota.com today. It's just that easy.
That's going to wrap us up for this week, folks. I want to wish BJ happy travels and good luck in Belgium. We're very proud of her and hope that she continues to come home, play some local gigs so that we can see her from time to time and help her remember her roots by coming back from time to time. Sounds like she does, and that makes us all proud. Don't forget, you can hear this as a podcast. If you know somebody that wants to hear it as a podcast, you can go to whatsworkingcam.com. where you'll find the places to sign up for the podcast, as well as send links to friends. Don't hesitate to check me out on social media, where I talk about these shows and guests that we have and guests that are upcoming, things like that. You can find us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. You can find me on YouTube, a bunch of stuff on YouTube. And if you're on the Apple iTunes store, please don't hesitate to give the show a rating. Those ratings matter. So visit that Apple iTunes store, rate the show. Special thanks to John Thompson, the show's producer. He does a great job for me every week. That'll wrap it up. Have a good week, everybody.